Morning. Well, today is a special day, is it not? Today we celebrate Pentecost, which is 50 days after the resurrection of our Lord. But today is also known as the birthday of the church, and that's why I brought this little birthday bag. And it's red, you know, it's got plenty of red in it, right? So celebrate Pentecost. But what kind of things do you think are given on a birthday? Well, one thing that's given is a birthday card, is it not? Yeah? So we have a birthday card here, but we're not going to open it right now. We're going to open it at the end, okay? We're going to put it right here. All right. Now, what else do you think is given on birthdays?
Presents.
Presents, yeah. And so on Pentecost Day, there were many gifts that were given. And we're going to go and look in our little bag. Everyone's going to grab something from this bag, and it's a gift that's given to us. But remember that in your baptism, there was a special gift that was given to you. Do you know what that gift was? In your baptism, you were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. True? But the Holy Spirit continues to give us gifts throughout our whole life. And so we'll see what some of those gifts are. How about if someone wants to go first and grab one thing in there? Yeah? Tell me what it says. Truth. Go ahead and put it up high like that. Yes, truth. You see that in a nice little shape of flame, right? Truth. Have you ever seen the movie Pay It Forward where someone receives a gift and that gift is given with a purpose, right? The gift is not given so that we can keep it to ourselves and say how great I am, you know? But gifts are given so that we do what with those gifts? So that we can share that gift, right? So the Holy Spirit gives us, wave it high, truth. He reveals the truth of God, and so we can do what then with that truth? Share it with others. All right. Here, your turn. What does yours say? Comfort. Yes, raise it up high. Yes. The Holy Spirit, we read today, is our helper, our comforter, right? And so he comforts us. This is a gift. I like the Latin translation of the word comfort. It's used in musical pieces. It's conforce, which means that he comforts us, not so that we may sleep easier at night, but he gives us strength to get through our day-to-day things and issues and whatnot, so that we can, as Jesus, you know, walk on water even in the midst of the storm. This is true peace and joy. So if the gift we are given is comfort, so we can also do what with others? Comfort them in their time of need, right? Okay. All right, next. Yes, love. And so the Father shows his love by giving us these gifts. He gives us the gift of love. God loved us first, and so we may love him. And we can do what with others? If he loves us, we can do what with others? Love them. Yeah, there's a lot of people that need the love of Christ in their lives, do they not? All right, who wants to go next? That's right. Oh, there you go. Say it loud, nice and loud. Prayer. That's right. Hold it up like this. Yeah. Hold yours, all yours. These are the gifts of God. Prayer. You know that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us? He prays on our behalf when we don't know how to pray at times. Yeah? And sometimes we have these deep yearnings in our heart which we don't know how to express. But the Holy Spirit takes those groanings and translates that for us to the Father. Just like a mother hears a baby cry, and no one knows what the baby wants, but the mom knows. She hears a certain cry. Oh, he wants milk. Another cry. Oh, the diaper's got to get changed, right? And so the Holy Spirit knows what our cries are. And so as he does that for us, we can also pray for others who don't know how to pray for themselves. Can we not? Yeah, see, it's a gift that we receive so that we can share that gift with others. All right, who wants to go next? Come on. Don't be shy. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Yeah, show it like this. Yes. Forgiveness. So, the Holy Spirit, you know, reveals unto us the forgiveness that we have in Christ. Does he not? And in receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, our sins are forgiven in our baptism. And as we have been forgiven, what can we do for others? Can we forgive them as well? As the prayer, as Jesus taught, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us? So it's a gift we receive so that we can share that gift with others. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, we got two more. Who wants to go? Go ahead, grab one. Oh, right. What does yours say? Friendship. Wow, that's a big one. You know that Jesus says that we are his friends and that he would reveal all things to us. And this is the reason why he sends his Spirit to us. He says, I go to the Father and the Father and I will send you another comforter. And so Jesus does this because he is our friend. And so because now we are friends of God, what can we be for other people? We can be their friends, right? And through that friendship, we can share all these other gifts to them. All right, we got a couple more. Who does not have one? Life. Wow, that's a big one, right? The Holy Spirit gives us life. And Jesus said he would do this. I will give you life and life in abundance. And for what purpose does he give us life? So that we can share our lives with others, do we not? And so that's a wonderful thing. Here in community, in the church, here all together, we celebrate each other's lives. The life of the redeemed is a glorious life. It's a life worth living. One more. And let's see about over here. Wow, eight, exactly. And it's family. Wow, that's another big one. That's a tremendous gift, right? When we receive the Holy Spirit, we become part of a new family, do we not? Well, have you ever wondered why it is that these people that come into this place start calling each other, hey, brother, hey, sister? And they're not really related, you know, biologically, but we are related by the same blood, by the shed blood of Christ. And so because of that blood, we all share in the same family. And so if we have been given this gift of a new family, we can share this family with others so that others can become part of this family as well. Can we not? It's a wonderful thing. Yeah. All right, so those are some. There's a lot more gifts that the Holy Spirit gives, but I picked these as I think they were easier for the children to understand. But I want all you guys to raise up your gifts because all of you share all these gifts. And every birthday, you know, yesterday they were celebrating my birthday, 40 years, yes, pardon me, 40. I wear that with pride, I guess. And I received a birthday card, right? We all receive birthday cards when we have our birthday. So too the church receives a birthday card. But this birthday card is special. Yeah? Look at this. It says, from the Father and the Son. I want you to raise up your things real nice and high, right? Here's what we're going to do. From the Father and from the Son. And to who is it going to be sent to? It says here, return to sender. Return to sender. So this card, you receive this card, yeah? But you're not to open it. Only one person can open it. And it's the sender, okay? Now, that sender is Jesus. Now, here's the thing. Each one of you is like this gift card. You've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. Yeah? You've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. But let's see what's in here. Let's see what's in the envelope. What is in the envelope? Curious. Oh, look at this. You. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit in your baptism. God has enveloped you in love, has enveloped you in prayer and friendship. He has enveloped you in his comfort. All these gifts that we see here are the gifts that he uses to envelop us in his love, in his person, and in his being. And this envelope can only be opened by the one who's worthy to open the seals. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. So each one of you, right, is God's expression of love. Amen? And so today we celebrate not just the birth of the church, but we celebrate the life of Jesus Christ. And this is what we celebrate throughout the whole season of Pentecost. Let's pray. Father, we give you thanks for all the gifts that you shower upon us. For there are too many to account for. But we live in awe that every day we can share these gifts with others. And so I pray that you continue to teach us to understand these gifts so that we may shine the love of Christ, that we can be for others what you are for us in this world that is filled with darkness. Let us go forth and shine the light of Jesus with these gifts. And so I pray that you continue to bless our day, that you bless the pastor as he brings us the word, that we may be richly blessed by the continual giving of these gifts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.